Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad that you're here with us. Beautiful day outside and a beautiful day here inside as well. We've got Todd Sivia, the attorney and owner at Sivia Law, of course, a great friend and sponsor of this show. He has put together the trust for my husband and me. Go to SiviaLaw.com. I'm just going to throw this out there if you'll honor it. If people call right now, will you honor that strategy session thing?
Sure.
Okay. Absolutely. I'll give 833-995-WILL. If you call right now, you can get a free strategy session. I asked him on air, so he had to say yes. Sorry, Todd.
Now, what, do I have a choice?
I mean, you do, but...
Welcome to my world.
Wham.
Hey, you're going to wear a moose costume this weekend, right?
Yeah, I guess I am.
That did happen. Todd, the big, beautiful bill passed, and we were talking a little bit before the show. I wanted to highlight the Coldwater Creek thing because you brought that up. This bill is massive.
Oh, yeah.
There's ton of stuff in there. What did you want to highlight about that? Because it's really important.
It involves Missouri residents, you know, and the families have been fighting for years upon years about this Coldwater Creek incident, and in the bill, there is a provision for $50,000 to $100,000. For residents, if you can prove residency and diagnosis, it's there.
$50,000 to $100,000.
Yeah. I mean, it's
pales in comparison to the alternative of not having to deal with the problem.
Right. You know, loss of family members and things of that sort. You know, that's always the negative. But you know. I mean, it's an extra amount of cash that's available, and
when something like that gets dispersed, you file the complaint or you make the claim or whatever. Do you just get a check?
Well, I mean, there's a process with regards to it, and they're still working through that process. But it's there, you know, and everybody in this listening area needs to know about it.
Yeah.
And if especially you need help with that, you know. You're welcome to call us, and we'll help you work through that process. You know, we want you to keep as much money of that. If you've been diagnosed and stuff like that, we want to, you know, there's guys out there that are charging a third percent of that. You know, we'll help you work through that.
Yeah.
You know, so that you're not spending all kinds of money on attorney's fees with regards to it.
Certainly.
It should be a pretty easy process, but we're still waiting for the details.
The details of it. You got something this massive, then the implementation of it, I'm sure, is always a challenge.
It's government.
Yeah. I know. I always remind people, like, government isn't supposed to move fast, because think about what they would do to us if it was just snappy all the time.
Right.
What are some things right now that you're looking at? It could be with the bill, could be with other stuff that you've seen that the president is trying to move along. When it comes to estate planning, and like I said, people can go to civialaw.com and learn a little bit more about you if they want to vet you for themselves, which I encourage people to do. What is the cost to not plan?
Oh, thousands. I mean, absolute thousands. It could be, you know. I mean, we're fighting a state. You know, I mean, it would not be uncommon for a contested estate to reach $100,000. So,
wow.
You know, and there's other ones that can be more. And I don't make this lightly. You know, that's not what I want people to deal with. But if you're spending, you know, a whole bunch of money on legal fees and the time, you know, there's cases, you know, we've got a case that's been going on since 2017, you know, and that's not what the mom wanted.
Is it in probate?
It's in probate.
So probate, Dumb it down for me, Todd. Because did you tell me before, when we were talking before the show, that 80% of folks...
80% of folks, the nation's population, don't even have a will.
So that's a good segue into probate.
Yeah.
Explain it to me like I'm five. What is probate?
Probate is the process of transferring your assets. And if you think about it, you have a house. And if in that house, who signs the deed at the end? And if you don't have somebody signing over that deed, a judge has to sign it. And you have to authorize, you know, if you have a will, somebody has to authorize that that is the legit will. There, you know, if we look at...
You can't just have like a napkin that's like, I give all my money to my niece,
right,
Annie, in Madison County in a gun safe somewhere.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. You have to have, you know, a specific number of witnesses.
So what if you've told everybody? What if you're 70 years old and you've made it clear to your whole family, this is how I want my things to be divvied up. Everybody knows. Everybody witnessed it.
If it's not written, it's not legal. So if it's not written down, then it's not a legal document. A judge can't look at and say, well, this is what he wanted.
So if
and even testimony, it doesn't mean anything because it's hearsay.
So if you're 75 years old, you got four kids. Yep. You've told everybody, listen,
divided equally.
I want everybody to get 25%. I want Sally to get my cars. I want Johnny to get the boats. I want George to get the house. And I want Bob to get the farm or whatever. And everybody knows it and understands it. And everybody agrees after death that that's what that's how this ever. There's no fighting like usual. Right. Yeah. Everybody's happy. Does it still have to go through probate to make that happen?
Yes, because
it's not even if you agree on
even it. Even if you agree, everybody agrees. You know, like I was tell about my Uncle Gene. He had 26 nieces and nephews. Everybody agreed that everybody was going to get a certain dollar amount, but it still had to go through probate, and it was a 2-year process.
Wow.
We had to wait for it to be sold, and you know the attorney made $10,000, and the executor made $10,000 on an uncontested estate.
So, somebody call. I mean, small estate, big estate, whatever.
Yeah.
Talk to Todd Sivia. You get your trust established. You have all. I've had this conversation with you. Yeah. You do cross all the T's. You dot all the I's, and then you go back to make sure that you did.
Yeah.
Compared to probate. So same scenario, 75-year-old mom, four kids, everybody gets this. Mm-hmm. You've just put it down on paper.
Yeah.
And you've made it so that it is a legally binding agreement. What's the difference in timeline and expectation at passing?
It could be as quick as 3 months.
Compared to 2 years?
Compared to 2 years. So, you know... I always tell everybody, you know, my mom used an example after Uncle Gene died. She said that I can finally grieve for Uncle Gene because
the business was done.
The business was done. His estate is settled. So, you know, waiting till the end and waiting for the court to finally issue, you know, the final order and things of that sort. And all the detail associated with it.
This is a risky question to ask a lawyer. Is probate intentionally burdensome and complicated, or is it a necessary process?
It's a necessary process. You've got to go through a process. You want the checks and balances. You want to make sure your accounting is completed and things of that sort. And then everybody gets what they're supposed to get. At the end.
And don't throw a fit. Hold on a second. Can you tee up your question for the next segment?
Yeah, because it's from listeners. So, I have one, two. If we
three,
can.
Three, four.
Well, I have one, two, three, four.
Check, check. Mic check.
Is that a great tee up?
No, it's terrible.
It was awful.
We've got Todd Sivia in here. He is my attorney. He has helped establish our trust with my husband. We're going to ask him some of your questions when we come back. So we've got him for another 10, 15 minutes or so. So keep it right here. If you want to throw a question out for us, make it better than the ones we already have, and you might get in the next segment. You can go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel in the live chat. Throw your comments in there. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We've got Todd Sivia in studio with us. A reminder for any sort of estate planning needs that you might have, powers of attorney, wills, living wills, trusts, I encourage you to call Sivia Law. You can go to sivialaw.com, 833-995-WILL. And because I put him on the spot, he will honor if you call 833-995-WILL, that free strategy session. But you do got to tell him Annie sent you. You are a man of many, many categories of knowledge, Todd. And I'm hoping that you can hit this ball out of park, because I never know what Ryan's going to say when he asks a question. But he said he has a question for you here.
This is coming from a listener in Missouri. He says, in Missouri specifically, I've found that wills have no bearing in the state. You must have a trust. Is that true?
Well, At all points in time, if you have a will, it's always subject to the court. So the court has to accept it. So, we had a will contest over in Illinois, and it doesn't matter if it's Illinois or Missouri.
Is that like a pie-eating contest?
Yeah, well...
Ryan.
Well, you know, I mean, we do have a great governor that probably would win it. So...
That's 833-995-WILL. 833-995-WILL. The phones are ringing off the hook. CiviaLaw.com.
But with regards to wills, you know, if all the requirements are not completed, you have to complete all the requirements, which may be the number of witnesses, and it has to be at a certain point in time, and it has to be their signature, and just verifying all that. You have to make sure that it's verified. If it's not, doesn't comply with the rules, then the courts are going to kick it out.
So it's nothing specific to Missouri that you're like, oh, you got to watch for this. It's
Well, I mean, in every state in the union, there are certain requirements. I mean, I had a couple that had a power of attorney, but because they didn't have enough witnesses and notaries, and they lived in Illinois, they got injured in Iowa, and because there wasn't enough requirements, signatures on the power of attorney, Iowa hospital didn't recognize it. And so there was all kinds of problems of Iowa recognizing the power of attorney that was drafted in Illinois, because the attorney only had like one witness or something like that. I can't remember the rules, but
I mean, if you're planning, if somebody wants to contest a will, things just get complicated.
Oh yeah.
So
unless you have a section that says no contest. So if it says...
God, lawyers can do whatever they want.
If it says no contest...
I'm putting that on this piece of paper and I'm signing it, and you don't get to contest me anymore.
Yeah.
Contest me.
I can't.
No.
At the end of the show sheet, no contest.
Todd hasn't signed that thing yet. You just wrote it on a piece of paper. Doesn't mean anything.
I signed it.
But if there's general language in your estate planning documents that require a no contest, then you can eliminate all.
I don't want to like get into my whole trust, but wasn't there something like if you contest this will, you're out of it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero. Todd Sivia?
You get zero.
He has a scepter when he works with you.
What about just sort of like not liking it? Is that contested?
Well, you can not like it privately, but you file something, you get nothing. You know, it's a huge disincentive to litigating over it. Now, there are some, you know, like if the trustee is stealing money, or, you know, if they're they're not doing their job, then yeah, there could be some litigation associated with it. But and that's not contesting it; it's just enforcing what sure. the terms are. But
yeah,
but on the flip side, you know,
that's why you need a watertight attorney from the very get-go. And I would say, Todd, you can back me up or correct me on this. Not you, Ryan. You keep quiet. That if you're listening to this conversation right now and you're like, yeah, I really got to get to that. The thing that's going to make you eventually get to that is some sort of stress or turmoil. Maybe a diagnosis that isn't terminal, but it just made you think the thoughts. Yeah. Then that conversation accelerates into emotion very quickly. If you are in a position right now and you're listening and you're in good health, your finances are doing fine for you, and life is going well, you're not thinking like, what about when I die or my spouse dies? This is probably the most important time for you to have this conversation because you don't have these other emotional factors weighing in on you. You're in a better headspace to have that discussion.
Yeah. I mean, my father-in-law, he, you know, like literally, you know, a year ago, he was go-karting with my youngest son, and he finished the race, and he just passed over and died of a heart attack just instantly. And you know, it can happen so quick. And you don't know when, you know, I would be so rich if I had the if I could plan and tell everybody exactly what it's going to end up being at you know, when you're going to pass and all that. But there's so many things.
And the conversation, like when I sat down with you, my husband and I were sitting there and you were asking questions. There were such thoughtful questions, and it was easy in that situation to sit down and just look at each other and be like, oh yeah, well, we think XYZ, and then we just moved through it. And it, yeah. You made it so simple for us. Before we go, I wanted to give you the opportunity to highlight some of the things in the Big Beautiful Bill that sure. you want people to know about. You already talked about and brought to my attention the Coldwater Creek thing, which is really yep. important for our listeners here in the Missouri side, and you do practice in Missouri and Illinois. What do you want people to know about this big piece of legislation?
If you were thinking about starting a business, or you have any thoughts of starting a business, this is a great time to do so for the next 3 or 4 years. With depreciation and being able to depreciate most purchases, this is absolute, I mean, like 100% depreciation.
Do you think that'll make an effect? Maybe you see it for yourself, but are people going to go out there and take a risk now?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's more incentive for you to do it today than at any point in time. You know, we saw an increase when the bill was passed and they had 100% depreciation, and then it kind of waned off. But this is a great time to do that.
Do you help people with that?
Yes, absolutely.
So
part of, you know, I always say, you know, your attorney, especially you're into business or you're associated with business, your attorney needs to know three big things. They need to know how to handle real estate. They need to know business related items, and they need to know estate planning.
And because you have your license to do all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And those three together, so often, you know, co-coordinate because, you know, say you have a farm. Well, that's a business. So you need to know all the deductions and be able to plan for that. If you're, you know, so you have land as well. So you got real estate, and then you got this whole component of estate planning. That's huge. You know, if you are just a business owner, you need to be able to handle your leases, or own, you know, whether or not you should own real estate mm-hmm. or any of that. You know, those are all, you know, important subject matters to have good knowledge about. So,
well, I appreciate you coming in here and talking to us about this. These uncomfortable conversations are going to get really weird later in the show after you leave, Todd. But for anybody who's listening right now, 833-995-WILL, if you're interested in talking to him about it. But that Coldwater Creek element of the Big Beautiful Bill, please, if that is something that affects you, our hearts go out to you and your family if you've suffered from this really, really tragic situation here in our listening area. Look into it and see if you qualify for that. And if you do, absolutely get on it. And Todd can help you if you need help. But yep. We're grateful to have you in here, Todd. Thanks for working with us.
Not a problem.
All right. We'll have you back soon. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America. And at 1 o'clock, Jim Carafano. The question I'm going to ask Jim Carafano is, are there people in Gaza who are starving? And if there are, who's starving them? Wonder what Jim will say. We'll be right back.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.